Welcome to the April 22nd edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in part two of his ongoing video interview series with ACT, Del Smith, CEO and co-founder of Acclinate, outlined what a practical, sustained community engagement framework looks like and how sponsors can translate that investment into faster, more efficient, and more representative enrollment by building genuine partnerships rather than treating engagement as a recruitment tactic. In a new Q&A rounding out our recent video interview series, Wango Koshaki of ParXL broke down the FDA's plausible mechanism framework. First-in-human studies can now serve as pivotal trials for individualized therapies, requiring sponsors to plan early FDA engagement, invest in robust non-clinical programs, qualify biomarkers, and structure adaptive trial designs from the outset to support approval. And finally, in a new contributed article from our sister publication, PharmExec, scaling AI in pharma requires more than algorithms. Organizations must define measurable, patient-centered outcomes before deployment, build rigorous data foundations across siloed systems, and maintain human oversight at key decision points. Without cross-functional alignment on what success means, AI deployments risk optimizing computationally strong candidates with poor access or regulatory feasibility. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.